This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
This moment, our Father is here. And I believe that a mantle, something is about to drop that will shift us to the next level. Can we stand up on our feet at this moment? And let's receive the ministry of our Father with a big clap to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Go ahead and honor Him. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Give it to Jesus. If you believe that something will drop for you, you are attentive enough, you know what you want, and you have the definition, the attention, and you are ready for instruction, go ahead and give Him the praise.
Hallelujah. Shall we one more time lift up our two hands to heaven, everyone, and magnify Jesus for the light that came down to us in the first two sessions this morning. Amazing light, sweet light. Guiding light. Great instructions. Great corrections. Would you give Him thanks, please? It is God who has shown us light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are standing on holy ground. Would you please, praise team, take us in that worship song for a moment? I feel God's awesome presence here this morning. I know God has been mindful of us from the first session or through the second session. Light just striking forth from heaven. That will show us the path of life in thy presence. It's a proof that God's presence is here. We are standing on holy ground. Let's lift up our two hands and worship God in that song.
We are standing on holy ground, oh Lord, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray.
returns from this conference disappointed. The key to next levels will be duly handed to everyone. No ministry or church here will remain stagnated anymore. It shall be the dawn of a new day for every ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you again for the powerful word sent to us in the first two sessions this morning. And thank you for what you have reserved for us in this segment. Receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. One can be fake and not know. And you can't be genuine and not know. For no man knows the things of a man except the things of man that's in him. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. Everybody knows exactly who he is. Knows what goes on his inside. Let's remain true to ourselves. Because everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. Everyone. God does not bless groups, he blesses individuals. He does not promote groups, he promotes individuals. He does not honor groups, he honors individuals. He that serves me according to these principles, him will my Father honor. Promotion does not come from the east nor from the west. God is the judge of all. He sets one up, brings another one down. Everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor. Let's mind our personal walk with God. That's where our future lies. Let's mind our personal walk with God. Ministry is not politics. Let's mind our personal walk with God. Look to Abraham, your father, to Sarah that bear thee. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion in like manner. He shall comfort all our waste places. He will turn our wilderness to Eden and our deserts to the garden of the Lord. Let's mind our personal walk with God. Is the key to our glorious destiny in Christ. Nothing can be more frustrating than self-deception. People may pity you for someone who may have deceived you, but when you start deceiving yourself, who cares? I'll be speaking to this very important subject, which I've captioned, Ministry is an Adventure in Visions and Revelations. Ministry is an Adventure in Visions and Revelations. Ministry is an Adventure in Visions and Revelations. I'll take for a text Isaiah 42 and verse 18 to 25. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind that ye may see. Who is blind but my servants already called? Or deaf as my messenger that I sent, already sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Lord's servant? Hearing many things, but thou observeth them, observeth not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a pre and non-deliverance, and for a spoil and not set restore. Now, who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned, what kind of sin? For they will not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. What happened? Therefore, he had poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. And it has set him on fire round about, yet he knew not. And he burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. The worst challenge in ministry is spiritual deafness and blindness. It makes ministry a miserable adventure. Vision is not a once and for all affair. It's a once and again affair. He unfolds his plan little by little, face by face, not all at the same time. So when one is spiritually deaf and blind, he gets grand dead. It begins by being stagnated, frustrated, and grounded. Vision is a spiritual seed. We can't start in the spirit and end in the flesh. It does not only show us what to do, he also shows us how to do it. Let me start by putting some caution here. Beware of guesswork. It doesn't fly in ministry. Who is it that says, and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Lamentation 3:37. There are many people just swimming against the tides, pursuing after what is not commanded. So they just keep exerting energy. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons, they are the ones who can manifest as sons of God. Beware of guesswork, it never flies. Lamentation 3:37 and Romans 8:14. Also beware of putting words into God's mouth as Balaam did. I've not sent these prophets yet they ran. I've not spoken yet they prophesy. Jeremiah 23 and verse 21, please. And Numbers 21:12-23. God told Balaam, don't go. And he still asked, can I go? So you know what happened to him at the end of the day. Beware of leading yourself. You don't have the capacity for it. I don't have it for it. Trust in the Lord always. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. We don't have capacity to lead ourselves in ministry. We don't have that capacity. Beware of following your passion, because your future is in his plan, not in your plan. I learned that lesson longest time. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Beware of following your passion, because your future is in his plan and not your plan. Jeremiah 29:11, Revised Standard Version. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Lord said to me, my son, your future is not in your plan. Your future is in my plan.
Beware of following the vogue or the trend of the hour. Beware of following the vogue. Abide in your calling. Settle down with your assignment. Your future is in it.
Number five, caution, run your own race. We've had a lot of that in the course of the teaching on focus. Run your own race. 1 Corinthians 24, chapter 9, verse 24 to 26. He said, "Know you not in the race run all and one receive the prize, so run that he may obtain. I therefore so run, not as one that fighteth the air, that beateth the air, or as uncertainly. I so run, I'm running my race. Let everyone run the race that set before him." Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
As mentioned earlier, a ministry vision is not a once and for all affairs, but a once and again unfolding of divine plan in progression. Paul said, "I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord." 2 Corinthians 12:1. "I will come into visions and revelations of the Lord." Remember, I said, "I went up by revelation." Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. We saw the progression of the ministry of Moses. First is landmark vision, as he met, had an encounter with the burning fish, and then the series of appearances and instructions all the way till they go to the borders of Canaan. And God said to Moses. When we can't hear what God is saying, we are going to no level. Next level is not in view. Next level is not in view. Now, think of the ministry of Christ, our perfect example. The Son can do nothing of his own, but what he sees the Father do, that also doeth the Son. John 5, 19 and 20. So what he sees the Father does is what he does. I cannot myself do nothing as I hear. So what he hears is what he does. So hearing and seeing is key to next levels. And we saw what happened. He that sent me is with me. My Father has not left me alone, because I do always the things that please him, because I can hear and I can see. So I retain his presence. It's vital. I pray today for the healing of every form of spiritual deafness and blindness. Amen. I pray for the healing of every form of spiritual blindness and deafness. Amen. I pray for the healing of every form of spiritual blindness and deafness. Amen. We also have the ministry of Paul. He had his landmark vision on the way to Damascus, like we are all aware. Thereafter, we saw him walking in vision all the way till he finished his course, when he announced, "I've fought the good fight. I've finished my course. I can see a crown laid up for me." Visions and revelations of the Lord. We change levels in ministry through access to what God is showing and saying per time. We change levels in ministry through access to what God is showing and saying per time. Hold fast to instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Proverbs 4:13. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32 and 33. He said,
Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. We need access. We need access. We had a very interesting experience in Kaduna. We had a site that was under construction. Now we had an embarrassment from the landlady of our church facility that we should move. And the nature of the thing was, look, let's quickly make something out of that place and move there. And the Lord said to me, should this church move to that place, that will be the end of this ministry. The ministry will have packed up in 89 if there was no access to that instruction. It was the normal thing to do, but not the right thing to do. Come on now. So many, many ministries have been stunted and grounded because of spiritual deafness and blindness. Spiritual deafness and blindness. Everybody has access. I know my sheep and they know my voice. The same way you heard your calling, you can hear his directives. We're coming into that. Should this church move to that place, that will be the end of this ministry. No guesswork. And you know how humorous God is? He led us to a 13-acre property in the center of the city. Awesome God. We move from glory to glory in ministry through the channel of visions and revelations. No guesswork. Visions and revelations of the Lord. But because God can speak to us at any time, show us whatever he wants to at any moment and anywhere, we must maintain a close watch in the spirit at all times to maximize our heritage of next levels. We must maintain a watch in the spirit at all times to maximize our heritage of next levels. I was in the car when God said, the harvest of Africa is now overripe, rushing and preserving from decadence. May 4, 1994, tired and weary after ministering in a church in Zaria, on our way back to Kaduna. I was in the bedroom when God said, arise, get down to Lagos and raise me a people. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. But here you are. DSTV 24 hours. CNN, Al Jazeera, BBC, Sky. All day long. Junks. Zero access. No one in ministry will ever outgrow divine direction. no one in ministry will ever outgrow divine direction. When God stops leading, the way forward is blocked. Growing in part in ministry is largely a function of sensitivity to the Spirit and to the move of the Spirit of God. Every time the cloud moved, they moved. Whenever the cloud settled, they settled. When the cloud moved, they moved. Numbers chapter 9 and verse 15 to 23. Every movement signaled by the Holy Spirit is forward movement. God never leads backward. He always leads forward. Tell them that they go forward. God is an ever forward leading God. We just need to pick the signal. We just need to pick the signal. Time we run with his directives or instructions, he backs up his word to confirm it. He backs up his word to confirm it. So what God said with his mouth to my father David, he has by his hand performed it. 1 Kings 8, 15. By his hand performed it. Faith is that called thee, who also will do it. You can't lack his hand on whatever is commanded when you receive, believe, and engage with it. You can't lack his hand. Arise, get down to Damascus. He moved our ministry from Ilorin to Kaduna. Next level. Now, arise, get down to Lagos. This many people. He moved the ministry to another level in Lagos. Now, this is the place right now. He moved us into this forest. You can't hear. You can't go forward. That's why I believe that among the things we are taking away from here is the capacity to pick what God is saying to do part time. Amen. So that you can be free from the horror of guesswork. Amen. Guesswork. Guesswork. One day the Lord came to me and he said, I, the God of wonder double, is visiting you. May 2nd, 2015. It turned the fortune of our ministry forever. I, the God of wonder double, is visiting you. It changed everything like a dream of the night. Between that May 2nd and July 26th, the church literally multiplied by 2. Over 100,000 people. That's how valuable access to his instructions can be. Wake up. You can't run ministry as industry and make anything out of it. Plan, project, you know. There's nothing wrong in planning. But commit thy ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will direct thy steps. Let him have it. There was no way you could make us plan to plant 5,000 new churches in a year. There was no way. There's no planning mechanism that can accommodate that. But David, I'm planting 5,000 churches this year. God said, he will plant 5,000 churches. And he did. And I said, okay, now, let's do our own planning. We can't plant any church this year because we need to establish one we have planted. He said, you are planting 10,000 churches this year. And he did. That is the speed and next level of power that is in access to the voice of the Lord. Next level. We won't plan that forever. Planning forever. We have been a cell church for a long time in our ministry. As a student of Yonggi Cho, I learned that along with my studies. And right now, we had gone near 20,000. And it just came up in 2021. We are doubling number of cells this year. What? All that we have been doing all our years. And it did. It did. Access to the voice of His Majesty establishes supernatural change of levels. In the name of Jesus, you are leaving this place with clarity of access to divine instructions. Can I hear your loudest amen? God will only go with us as we follow His plan and purpose for us, not our plan. We experienced some humor last year. God said, you are entering 75 new nations this year as a commission. And then, my God, 75 new nations? And He gave us 83 new nations in 1 year. Because He said so, and you heard so, you believed so, and you operated, you act so, and God confirmed it. It's not projection, it's direction. That's coming to visions and revelations of the Lord. Someone has asked me before, how do you get things done so cheaply in this ministry? I said, we do nothing except it is commanded. We do nothing except it is commanded. We do nothing except it is commanded. Not that God will never back up any self-styled, contentious, or competitive vision of anyone. We just heard that before the last teaching was over. Stop comparing yourself with anybody else. Run your own race. Without God's backing, impact in ministry is impossible. Change of level is impossible. We were on a failed mission to Kumasi for 6 years. We went on our own. We were not led to. 6 years of no imprint. 3 crusades held in that place without any effect. I don't go to any place to hold crusade to start a church. Never. Everything that could be invested was invested, but there was no imprint. Without God's backing, impact in ministry is impossible. Change of level is not feasible. By strength shall no man prevail. Now, how to assess visions and revelations in the pursuit of ministry? Number one, be spiritual. A natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, because their foolishness to him, neither can he know them. 1 Corinthians 2:14, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Be spiritual. Be spiritually minded. Be spiritually minded. Be spiritually cloaked. For to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Number two, be a man and a woman of the Spirit. I will stand upon my watch. What does that mean? Come up hither, and I'll show you the thing that will grow tomorrow. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Come out of the flesh into the Spirit, and I will show you the things that will grow tomorrow. Come out of the flesh, come into the Spirit, and I will show you the thing that will grow tomorrow. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Be a man or a woman of the Spirit to pick what God is saying and showing per time. Be a man or a woman of the Spirit to pick what God is showing and saying per time. Something humorous happened here, October 21, 2022. Well, before we embark on Covenant University Project, after they gave us the license, the federal government gave us the license, I said, Jesus, if it's not you, tell me, I will tear this paper right now. I don't want to add anything to your assignment in my life. And I heard them say, it is I. Straight. February 12, 2022. And then he did something unusual, sir. And I'm going to show you that later. In 7 months, he completed the facilities needed to house 1,500 students, facilities for lectures, facilities for offices, roads, network, everything in 7 months. No debt, no pressure, because he commanded it. When we were dedicating it, we got to the gate after dancing around the way we do like mad people. We got to the gate, he said, hand it over to me now. And I said, how? He said, lay down flat before me. At this gate, on the bare floor. I did. Jesus took over from that day, October 21, 2022. No sweat, no rise in temperature, no pressure. We were running Covenant University at Lauren, the primary school. Zero pressure. Just by picking heaven signals. My prayer again for every one of us here is, change your level is not by struggling and sweating and, you know, striving. Simply following. Follow me and I will make you all I've ordained to make of you. Just keep following me. Pick what I'm asking you to do. Follow accordingly. Leave the rest to me. Be a man, a woman of the Spirit. I was in the Spirit and I heard. I will stand upon my watch and I will hear what the Lord will say to me. And the Lord said, write the vision. On the watch means being the Spirit. On the tower means engaging prayers. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Now be committed to walking in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let's also walk, because it can come across to us at any point in time, like Asalia mentioned. At any point, it can be in the bathroom, it can be in the washroom, it can be on the dining table, it can be anywhere. It can come true to us at any point in time. Galatians 5:25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Number four, we must be committed to searching of scriptures. Because mostly God speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through his word. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The Almighty thundereth. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars in Lebanon. It makes the hind to calf. In his temple does everyone speak of his glory. God's voice is resident in his word, Psalm 29, verse 3 to 11. God's word is resident in his word. God's word is resident in his word. Seek out of the book of the law and read. None of this shall fail, nor shall any want amend. For my mouth it has spoken, and my spirit has gathered them. So there's the voice of God behind every statement of scriptures. There is the voice of God behind every statement of scriptures. So most of the time when we are asking God questions, he answers us from his word. He responds to us from his word. Let's be committed to searching of scriptures. We have such a time today around the world. Very simple. I was in Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. And they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. He said, this is your mission to the world. Come on now. Simple. It was not just yet the law from the sky. It was right from scriptures. Right from scriptures. And today by his grace we are close to 150 nations of the world today. Come and give the Lord praise. Be committed to a life of prayer and fasting. Jesus was praying, and there came Moses and Elijah. They were speaking to him concerning the matters of the kingdom. So we hear from God on the prayer altar. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Two quick examples. When I began to feel a pull towards Kaduna, I said to my wife, come, let's pray. What is God saying? Are we moving? So we knelt down to pray. And the Lord said, stand up from the altar of prayer. Take your Bible. And I took my Bible. And scripture leapt. I didn't flip any page. Acts 22 verse 10. And I said, Lord, what shall I do? And the Lord said, arise, get down to Damascus, and there shall be told thee. From the altar of prayer, teno prage, kato prektano raba. From the altar of prayer. Is this not the fact that I've chosen? He said, that you break every yoke. Then the Lord shall guide thee continually. My God. So we're in prayers. Why is the church not growing? And the Lord says, stand up. 1984, the month of March, and follow me. And he gave me four keys to unending church growth. Putting scriptures together, not by human computation. Open my eyes and I saw a layer of thick darkness on the roof. He said, that is the blindfolding weapon the enemy is using to misinterpret what I'm doing in this church. And I said, you foul spirit of darkness, get off that roof. There's a light that shines in darkness. Darkness cannot handle. And I saw it folded like a carpet. So now, when I came to the wall, someone had to tell someone, come and see. Go to town and tell them to come and see what I, Jesus, is doing in this church. So we began our come and see mission. March 84. We are still on come and see mission today. We are still on prayer and fasting today. Now, keep sowing the seed. And as the grass grows, the sheep will come for it. Keep teaching life applicable word. I've come to give them life and give them life more abundantly. We began to do that. And keep the grass green and the sheep will lie down there. By his grace, we have one of the most stable church institutions in the world. You can't shake it. You can't break it. God is the one building it. Can I hear your amen? Amen? Built on the word. Built on the word. Built on the word. Not on games, not on schemes. Built on the word. From the altar of prayer and fasting. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Number 6. Stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. stay in love with God. It shows you things afar off. There are quite some short-sighted people. There are long-sighted people. But every minister is ordained an eagle. Eagles are far-sighted birds. Eagles can sight any threat to their nest 5 miles away. They are far-sighted. It is the love of God that makes a believer to become a far-sighted saint. Far-sighted. Look at David, a man after God's own heart. Now, in Acts chapter 2, verse 29 and 30, Peter was referring to David, and he said, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of his fruit, the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne." Afar off. Knowing afar off. You know, eyes have not seen nor ears heard what God has in store for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by spirit. For the spirit of God searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. How deep our love is with God determines how far-sighted we become. Paul the apostle went to the third heaven. That's quite some distance. That's some distance. That's some distance. But what shall separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus? He was a love addict of Christ. He saw to the end. My God. That's the way it works. And number 7, finally, engage a lifestyle of praise. Blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. Without a joyful heart, you cannot assess the joyful sound. Psalm 89, verse 15. Thou shalt have a song as in the night. Isaiah 30, 29 and 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. So without a joyful heart, there can be no answer to the joyful sound. Without a songful heart, there can be no access to his glorious voice. Isaiah 30, 29 and 30. Many of us are so combat with issues. Complain about everything. Thereby blocking our access to that joyful sound. We had a challenge sometimes. We were going on our way to Kaduna. And when local jam, then there was this a breakdown of our vehicle. Yeah, that's a right to break down because it's quite a vehicle. Amen. And so we struggled to get a way back to Kaduna that night through enemies. We couldn't get it. A friend of mine compared us to stay in his home. So we stayed there. And I told the young people with me, I said, "Hey, wait a minute. If you wake up 1 minute after 4:30, we travel to Kaduna. 4:30 a.m. So put your back on the bed and your leg on the floor. Anytime you want to turn, you wake up." As I laid up that night, he said, "I will yet multiply your greatness and comfort you on every side." It was so soothing. Psalm 71. So soothing. So soothing. Maintain your joy. Maintain your gratitude to God under all circumstances. It will cause his glorious voice to be heard, which will change your level and move you forward. It's a great day coming. How do I prove the validity of any heavenly vision? Remember the Bible says, "Prove all things and hold that fast which is true." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. How do I know when I'm right? Praise God. How do I know when I'm right? Watch out for the following. Number one, watch out for divine peace that passes all knowledge. If God is the one leading, He said, I will hear what the Lord will speak to me. The Lord will speak peace unto his people. Psalm 85, verse 8. Only let them not turn back again unto folly. The Lord will speak peace. Every divine agenda is accompanied with peace. Every divine agenda is accompanied with peace. Number two, watch out for divine insight. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. Isaiah 48, verse 17. When God leads, he provides the needed insight to drive at the task. I saw that vividly at the founding of Covenant University. Unusual insight, sir. Original insight, uncopied. He does not only lead the way to go, he teaches how to get there. Somebody's story is changing. Yeah. So when you claim God is leading and you are confused, check it. Check it. Clarity. Clarity. Watch out for divine insight. Number three, watch out for supernatural favor when God is leading in any direction. His favor shows up, like we saw in Nehemiah. The king granted him all that he desired because of the good hand of God upon him. God's good hand is upon all his plan, and his good hand is what facilitates favor. His good hand is what facilitates. For they got not the land by their own strength. Their own arm did not save them, but thy right hand and thy arm, because you have a favor unto them. Psalm 44, verse 1 to 3. God's hand of favor is always evident on his plan. God's hand of favor is always evident on his plan. God's hand of favor is always evident on his plan. We saw favor here on this land. Favor, favor. People were willing to sell even their own houses. He said, leave some gap now. They were willing to sell anything, anything, anything. They got not the land by their own hand. God's favor is always evident on his plan. When we said, arise, get down to Lagos, and we came, we got all the facilities within 2 weeks. How many? All the facilities within the same area, within 2 weeks, walking distance, sir. Within 2 weeks. Where the church was 7 years unused. Where our house was 5 years locked up. Where the staff would stay was just, they have been completed. 6 flats. All in one moment. Watch out for divine favor. Number four, watch out for unquenchable drive in the pursuit of the subject matter. If God is the one, there is a drive that he may run. There is a running that comes along with every divine agenda. There is a running. You are tirelessly in pursuit of it. A dive. God said he will build the fifth tabernacle in 1 year. We moved in the following day, sir. Following day. Following day, following day. He said it on Sunday. We were there here on Monday. It was not in our plan. But here is God's plan. There's a drive that came along with it. If it lacks a drive, check it. After not I send thee, go in this thy might. He blew the trumpet and the whole of Judah gathered together. My God. There's always a drive. Judges chapter 6 and verse 14. Number five, watch out for the liberty of the spirit. Are you tensed up within? Check it. Check it. Wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. There is liberty. There is liberty. Paul said, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me. Check it. Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. Liberty of spirit. And finally, number six, watch out for divine refreshing. It leads me beside the still waters. It refreshes my soul. It refreshes my soul. When we get it right, we experience the following. One, God goes before us. He led his own sheep out and he goes before them. John 10, 4 and 5. Isaiah 45, 1 to 3, the word says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I've holding, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before him and make the crooked places straight. He goes before the led to clear the barriers for them. Number two, he goes with the led. When God leads, he goes with you. In delivering the Great Commission, he said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. When you are on God's agenda, he goes with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. When you are on God's agenda, he goes with you. The Lord is my shepherd. Do I walk with the valley of shadow of death? I shall not fear, because thou art with me. He goes with you. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Number three, he walks with us. Mark 16, 20. He was walking with them. He sent them and they went and he was walking with them. So he goes before us. He goes with us. He walks with us. Paul may plant, Apollo may water. It's God that gives the increase. So he goes with us. He walks with us, sorry. Number three, he walks through us. It is God who is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is why those who are walking by in pursuit of divine plan look like extraordinary people. No. These are the factors that make them unique. There is nothing extraordinary about any man. It's the extraordinary God behind the man that makes the ordinary man look extraordinary. God goes before them. God goes with them. God walks with them. God walks through them. Philippians 2:13. He walks through them. He's at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He walks through them. Jesus said, my Father, we dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. John 14:10. He doeth the works. And then he works for us. When we come to our wit end and we don't know what to do anymore, he works for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faith is the quality who also will do it. Who also will do it. Who also will do it. If I don't know anything anymore in my life, I do know that what we saw at Faith Tabernacle was God taking over the construction 2 months to the time. He literally took it over, supernaturally took it over. We became observers. No single door, 2 months of the time, roof not completed, yet power came, water came, we even planted flowers. Awesome God.
He took over.
He works for us.
That's what makes men that are following God's agenda appear unique.
And that's you.
From now, you won't go through the struggles that others go through anymore. You won't go through the struggles that others go through anymore.
Listen to this, and it will help you.
We flagged off the plan for the 100,000 seed sanctuary at Shiloh. And I've learned from the Lord to secure marching order for any assignment. Lord, we said, awaiting marching order. Now, we had gone down the soil test. They have done the clearing. They have done the marking. Lord, I'm waiting for the marching order. Silence. Lord, we are still waiting. Silence. And then at the point, he said, speak no more to me on this matter until I speak to you if I need to. Please, make you no vex. I heard them, not that somebody told me, I heard them by myself. He held it down for 3 years plus. He's God. That's the right to do anything he wants. But when he came on Issa, we didn't know anything going on. We didn't know anything going on. This is so humorously humorous. We don't know anything is going on at all, at all. The most humorous project I've ever seen in my life. The up to now church is here to raise an offering. Air conditioners have arrived. Escalators, elevators are coming in their torrents. You know why? They are paid for. Roof on ground. Why? They are paid for. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Please watch it. Your times are not in your hands. Psalm 31 verse 15. My times are in thy hands, O God. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies. Don't let them push me off my time. Time is in your hand. You know why I'm saying this? Great, great things are going to begin to happen in your various ministries. But be committed, be dedicated, be addicted to following his leaders. That way you will not overexert yourself unduly. Something's breaking forth. Yes. In closing, every true vision allays all fears. From all I've said earlier, every true vision allays all fears. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You saw how Moses invaded Egypt, fearlessly so, and untouchably so. Every true vision allays all fears. Every true vision imbues confidence. Not self-confidence, but confidence in God. Paul said, we are the circumcision that worship God in spirit, we rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly calling. Paul said, immediately I arose and I confirmed with flesh and blood.
Unusual confidence, Galatians 1, 15 and 16. Unusual confidence always accompanies every true vision. Unusual confidence. Unusual confidence. Can you imagine God coming to me and saying to me on a Saturday morning, it's time to get the aircraft. Life. I was in my study, getting ready to move into this service for that breakthrough seminar impartation service. One, no idea of aircraft, no idea of any name, no idea of cost, no idea of nothing. But I saw him walk to my room. It's time to get the aircraft. And I told my beloved son, God just spoke to me, it's time to get there. He said, praise the Lord. That's all you can say. Can't say otherwise. And I got to the meeting. I said, God told me this morning it's time to get the aircraft. You can give as you are able. God is not in need. If you give according to what you have, it's acceptable. According to what you have now. Is that how to raise the aircraft? Okay, what's the cost? No cost. Sir, we never mentioned it one more time. And we got the aircraft. Come on, give the Lord praise. Unusual confidence usually accompanies every true vision. Every true vision. When God said to me, this is the place, it didn't look like it at all. But I already saw the place as the place because God said so. Unusual confidence usually accompanies every true vision. When you are dilly-dallying up and down, check it, check it, check it, check it. And finally, every true vision secures divine presence. And that's where our strength is. Every true vision secures divine presence. He that sent me is with me. The Lord has not left me alone because I do always the things that please him. Every true vision secures divine presence. He sent them to the places where himself will come. Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. So every true vision secures divine presence. And if God be for us, who can be against us? God was in their midst. The sea saw them, it fled. You see, but he has cleared your way. That will be your experience from now. This is the story behind visions and revelations in quest for access to next levels in ministry. Be spiritual. Be a man of the spirit. Develop a quality walk with God. Be able to pick up God the same pattern. Allow God to lead the way. Don't lead yourself. Don't follow your feelings. Follow his leadings. Don't follow your passion. Follow his direction. Let God lead you. It will always show tomorrow. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. Amen. Now, just imagine that all that I heard from the Lord was what I heard when he delivered the mandate. We will be stranded. We will be stranded. There was no Covenant University in that mandate. My God. There was neither Kaduna there nor Lagos. Not there. They are unfolding in phases as we follow him. But if you don't pass 100 level, you can't go to 200. Yes, sir. I told some of my co-laborers yesterday and sons in the ministry, I said, we are 75% responsible for the outcome of our life. The best anybody can put into you and me is 25%. When you point a finger at one man as your problem, you are pointing three to yourself and pointing one to God. That man is 25% of my problem. I'm 75% of my problem. If it didn't cause you any problem, you still fail. Because you are already a problem to yourself by doing nothing. By doing nothing. You don't change class in groups. You change class as individuals. You don't pass exams in groups. You pass exams as individuals. Grace to walk in visions and revelations of the Lord in pursuit of your calling. Lift up your two hands and begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. Begin to cast out the spirit of spiritual deafness and blindness. Begin to cast out the spirit of spiritual blindness and deafness. Receive grace to position appropriately to pick what God is saying per time. Ministry is an adventure in visions and revelations of the Lord. Ministry is an adventure in visions and revelations of the Lord. You will never be stranded anymore. Your ministry will never be stranded anymore. Lift up your two hands, everyone. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. It's the dawning of a new day. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Can I tell you this? One of the greatest assets in ministry is access to the voice of His Majesty. Access to the voice of His Majesty. I encountered that in 1976 after reading the book of T.L. Osborne, The Purpose of Pentecost. I saw the personality of the Holy Spirit for the first time in my life. I was 22. And I was full of eagerness to share with some of my friends. So I went out to find out, locate them and share with them. And I couldn't find them where they were. And I said, Holy Spirit, you are truly a man. As I've just found out. I don't want to ask anybody in this town where they are. Lead me to where they are.
Go forward.
What? I moved. Go to a T junction. Where do I go from here?
Make a left.
What? Sorry. No guesswork. No witness of the Spirit. Direct hearing. And he led me left. Left. When he said the next letter, I said, hey, Holy Spirit, watch it. They can't be here. Since you know where they are, bye-bye. He departed, and I knew when he departed. I said, I'm sorry. I went on. I never asked a human being in my life when one of them jumped out of the last house but one to the end of that estate. Hey, how do we know we're here? The Holy Ghost fell on me. Wow. He's so real. Let's stop faking this thing. It's so real. 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 I'd be stupid to lead the church down here if I didn't hear from him. This is the place. A lost out place. Going to nowhere. Leading to nowhere. How? 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 Guesswork must end in everyone's ministry today. Lord, I want an experience, a next level experience with your voice. I want a next level experience with your voice. I want a next level experience with your voice. I want a next level experience with your voice. I desire a next level experience with your voice. I desire a next level experience with your voice. I desire on this mountain, before I leave here, I want access to a next level experience with your voice. No more guesswork. No more gesticulations. Next level experience with your voice. Clarity. Clarity. Clarity.
Thank you, Jesus. With full assurance that God has heard your prayer, will you begin to thank him qualitatively? Qualitatively. The way you prayed with your heart, thank him from the depth of your heart. Qualitatively, thank him right now. Thank him. Thank him. And thank him. And thank him.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.